Excuse me.
Hey, how are you guys?
Are you good? Are you Gary?
Yes, how are you?
You're the guy.
Huh?
You're the guy to talk to then.
I'm the guy, yeah.
I didn't know if I had the right place.
Yeah, you got it. I just...
What are you doing there?
Here, Robbie John. Man, this is strange. What's this guy doing? Putting water in a 56-gallon container inside my truck.
Wow, that's
I
quite a...
I have to haul it to a property which doesn't have any water, and I have to spray the road.
Oh.
Because the road, before you can drive on it, needs more more stability, evidently. So give me 1 second to lock this thing.
Is that to keep the dust, down?
Well, no, it's not that so much. It's they put a type of base on it that needs water, and that just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I see. So there's some chemical reaction that has to take place.
Yeah, I guess. It's a good analogy. Chelsea, no. Okay. Nice to
doing?
Meet you.
Good to see you.
What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff. Okay.
Here's my card here.
Thanks, Jeff. I think it's warming up a bit here.
Is this the house we're looking at?
Take it down the basement.
Is the furnace down in the basement?
It's left, yeah.
Is it we had all the old system.
Yeah, we had the asbestos cell removed from it. And
oh, really?
So that's been done.
I was just at a place that does asbestos removal.
Yeah.
Caltech.
They're the guys who did it.
Are they? Yeah. All right.
That's down in Berkeley, right?
No, they've got an office here in Napa.
No, Synergy. That's who.
Synergy. Different
sure.
one.
It's a different outfit. I didn't know they had one up here.
Yeah, I think they just recently moved here. Because
oh.
I was wondering.
So where's the man with the camera in
there? Oh, I got my recorder right here.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, my brother is teaches linguistics, and I guess he's doing a study.
Oh.
Where they just want business conversations.
All right, well.
Wow.
Here's the animal.
My gosh. Wow.
They took some of it with them, obviously.
Does this used to be an old oil?
Yeah, I think it was
fire?
I think it was an old, see the oil tank here, isn't that an oil tank?
Yeah.
That's what my guess is. And,
Wow.
Do you have a flashlight on you?
Sure do.
Yeah.
So, then you get duct work? Or
well, yeah, what they did, they took the stubs and they cleaned them up. So you can tie right into them, see?
Yeah, so this used to have asbestos, huh?
Yeah.
Where did all this connect? Was there a plenum on top of here?
Yeah, there was a big hood that went over the top of this thing with these stacked that went this way.
Yeah, like
and then one that goes back underneath there to the kitchen. There are different ones that kind of go all the way up.
You can see one, right? There's a rectangular one right there. Is that one right there that I'm flashing my light on?
Yeah, it might be. It kind of looks like it. And then there's one farther up. And then there's this one here.
So you got one, two, three, at least two
three,
there.
And then there's another one way down. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's up into the kitchen.
So there's probably three back there. Any over on this side?
Well... No, but what we want to you to kind of give us an idea on what your
you
thoughts
want to add
are.
Add a few more?
Add a couple, yeah. See way back there? Is that one way back? Yes.
I
don't know what this was. It looks like they...
I was connected to one of them.
Yeah, they left that here.
I don't see any back in here.
Well, there's definitely one back there. Now, there's nothing out here, and this is where we feel we should add one. Is this is going to be a dining room?
Okay.
So, One there for sure.
What about above this section of the house?
Well, let me show you that. You can give me some idea of that as well.
Now, you're on propane out
here? No, this is natural gas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Kind of rare.
That's good, because the problem with propane is that they wouldn't be able to, the county would probably have a problem with it, because they're very concerned about propane. But natural gas, I can put it.
Yeah, we're real happy to get this place with natural gas.
Do you want me to remove the old furnace?
Will not have to?
No, do you want me to remove it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that would be part of the deal. Yeah.
Well, the new furnace would be much smaller. That much I can guarantee you.
Right.
How many square feet is the house?
I guess around 28. Approximately.
Okay.
This time too, so.
You redoing the roof?
We know where it is.
Getting a new roof put on too?
Well, I've got some problems with leakage in certain areas, and it's got to get it fixed before we get the rain here. All right, well, let's start in the kitchen. Okay, this is one right here. See, I don't think you saw this one, but
I'm wondering if you don't have a floor plan of the house, do you, by any chance?
No. We didn't get anything when we bought this baby.
I'm wondering if I should just sketch it out. It's two-story, though, right?
Two-story.
Are there any registers on the second floor?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So all those stubs that were behind us are the ones that go up through the wall.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no problem, as long as I don't have to do any ducting to the second floor.
Yeah, no, the only thing that we want to do is tie into the existing ones.
Okay.
Which are on the ground level.
How about that one right there, is that one?
Yeah, that's one as well. And the return is back here.
Okay, good size return.
Yeah.
Now, you're not looking at adding air conditioning, right?
Well, we would like to have that as an option.
Okay.
You can always add that later, right?
Yeah, one of the things you can do, if you don't want to do it now, you can, what they call prep for air conditioning, you can put in the coil. So you've got the furnace and the coil, and then when you add air conditioning in the future, all you got to do is put the outdoor condensing unit and refrigerant piping to that coil. So it saves additional work in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you got to come back and put the coil in, which means you got to modify the ductwork to get that coil in there. So, if you think about doing it in the future, you might want to at least put the coil in. It only costs about $350 for the coil.
Right. All right.
It's the outdoor air conditioning.
Write that in there anyway in the quote.
And now that's the dining room you want to add.
Yeah, if you go over and have a look at the dining room.
You got a lot of glass in that room. It looks like.
Yeah, and we're going to be making changes to the house too. So we're keeping that in mind, but if you notice, there are no registers in here. So,
is this accessible?
I wonder if
this added on, you think, maybe? I'm just wondering if that foundation wall.
It might have been.
Goes to that. I wonder if I can get into this.
Oh, you can get into it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been under here. Oh,
okay, good.
So, this is not a problem.
See, I'd probably go with two registers in this room.
All right.
I'd probably go like one here and one.
You
one
do
there.
One over there as well?
Because it's a good sized room with a lot of glass.
Okay.
Or you could do it, you know, you could put like one on this wall and one on that wall.
Okay, on the two outside.
And then
yeah.
I'd probably tie them both together into one Y branch, you know, like the room. Mm-hmm. Room is shaped somewhat like this. I'd put like one there.
Now what we'd want you to do in this case is maybe
tie those together like that.
See, this the end of this room might be modified. So all we want to know is that we can eventually be able to do this, right? To get this ductwork done when we do the modification to the.
Oh, so you may not do the ductwork at this point.
Not in this room.
We,
yeah. I hate to see us do it. Although if we do it in the sidewall.
What would the modification be?
Well, we might take this out and we might push this out further and. Here's the drawings right here. right here. Is here it is right here. You can see that this is the current wall.
Oh, okay. So you could go out like
so. We might
feet
we
or
might
so.
We might do
tape,
a little
taper
modification. Taper corner. There. So we might do a little of that.
Okay.
But if you're gonna put it in this end wall, then maybe it wouldn't be affected. That one might down there because we might.
Yeah. See. Well.
See,
yeah, you're right, because we're looking at right there. Of course, now you're going to go out.
That's right. See, we're opening this.
That's going to go that way.
And then that's going out to this master, which is going to go up in the hill here.
Oh, so you'll need a bit of heating for that.
Well, what we're going to do is put radiant heat
in
there.
That'll be a slab floor then. So that one might change.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not, we're...
The only thing is, I don't know how long, is that going to be like in the future, like a year down the road?
Yeah.
Because it would be nice to have heat in here in the meantime. And they say you do the furnace, it would be nice to have it for this winter.
Let me work that out with my wife. Put that as a...
But one thing you can do, even if you do a modification, you can move the register. I mean, say we put the register right here, and that's going to, that would obviously have to be moved. You know, it's not a big deal to move it from here to here. You might have to add a piece of ductwork, but it's not going to be a major change.
Okay.
And this one, you may not have to move at all. That may be okay.
All right.
But that's probably how I do it. Something like that, or if I have the registers going that way, that might be the best way to do it. It'd be like 14 by 6. You know, that would probably be an 8-inch duct. That'd be an 8-inch. That'd be a 10-inch. And the furnace, I don't know, somewhere over there,
furnace,
in that area. I'm not sure how many feet.
Well, the furnace sits down over this corner over here. That's where the furnace is. Probably right in here. And that's probably what, that's one of the...
That's about 30,
my key concerns
about 36 feet across.
Is the how noisy the furnace is. That's a real concern to me. And I don't know what they've got these days, if they're all, you know, there's pulse-type furnaces, which apparently are kind of loud or something.
Oh, yeah, Lennox Pulse.
Oh, really?
That's a loud one.
Is it?
Yeah, so I've put a few of those in, and I've had problems. I wouldn't go with the Lennox Pulse.
Okay.
If I go with I'd probably go with the Carrier furnace. The return grill is plenty big enough.
Yeah, it's a big return.
You can't have any kind of problem there.
And the pipes are big enough, and that's normally where you get a lot of noise in the house, is if your ducts are too small, right?
Right. Yeah, the two main sources of noise are either air noise, which is due to undersized grills.
Right.
You've got air rushing through there at high velocity. The other source of noise is the fan motor itself.
In the
unit itself. And that's usually solved by just having flexible ducts between the unit and the registers so that it dampens out the noise. In other words, if we had the furnace like right behind that wall, it would be noisy. But I'm not sure how it connects. Did we see that down there? I'll have to go down and take a look at that again. But
okay.
Imagine it goes down. And then we can run some kind of a flexible duct to the unit. As long as I can get, say, 10 feet or so between that and the unit, then
okay.
I can eliminate the noise problems.
Right.
So it's basically 30 by 30 return air. 30 by 30 return air.
And this is the only return, and I would say not placed very well in the room.
This is a supply though, right?
This is a supply, right.
Okay. Yeah.
See, and where would you suggest they would go if we put...
I'd probably go with two. I'd put one on each side. I'd probably put one like right underneath that window there. Maybe underneath that window. It'd be nice to put it behind the couch, but then it would be blocked off too much.
So you try and put them under windows where that's where you're...
Yeah, I try to put them on basically the coldest part of the room.
Okay.
Because it just helps. Because otherwise, you know, with the grill right here, you end up having cold spots on the sides. Because
mm-hmm.
what happens is the air goes back to the return grill. So it never really blows out to the corner. So that's
right.
Why I try to put it as far away on the perimeter and have it pull across the room.
Okay, well, this is the only
so
the only other addition room where we thought maybe registers would be important.
and I don't know if floor registers are there. Is it? That's not a good idea these days.
No, I would go with floor registers in this house because you got high ceilings. Yep. Well, in fact, you wouldn't be able to put any kind of ceiling register in because you get the second floor.
Right.
So no, floor registers are fine for heating.
But you're talking about wall registers, putting them in the wall here.
No, I was thinking about putting them in the floor.
Oh, in the floor?
Yeah, to go in the wall would be pretty tough.
Okay, all
right. I don't know if you want to cut the floor, though.
Yeah, well, I hate to do it right there. Maybe we do it right in here.
Yeah, but to get in the wall would be almost, I mean, you can do that during new construction, but it's tough when you're coming back after the fact because you've got your 2x4 framing, and it's just too tough to get in there.
Okay. All right, so we'd put a couple in this room somewhere.
So this is like a family room, is that what this is?
It's kind of like a little parlor, library, or something. Resembles. So that's okay. It's under there.
Okay.
The bathroom has a register. So that was it.
How about the thermostat?
This guy?
Okay. Well, we'll definitely go with a new thermostat.
Yeah.
But that's probably a good, that's probably a good spot. Yeah, that should be in a museum.
I don't know. Are we doing the right thing? Am I supposed to kind of walk you around the house here? Is that what?
Yeah, do you think, well, I guess you haven't
I don't know if there's anything you need to do up here other than the fact that kind of know that we've got them.
Yeah, you haven't really lived in the house during the winter, have you?
No.
So you don't really know.
That's what we thought we would do.
So you're not really sure if there's any problems with heating certain areas.
That's right.
So we don't know if there's any particular areas like that. I bet you that parlor room has had a hard time in the past.
Yeah, that one it's grill. Pretty cool in there. And then this guy has a... register, so
they got AC up here too.
Yeah, I think that's gonna go.
Well, especially if you have the forced air heating and cooling, you won't need that.
One little guy there.
Yeah, see, these aren't strategically placed either, but you've pretty much got no choice on most of these. It's almost impossible to change these now. But really, on the second floor.
So it's not too bad.
The heat's going to rise from the first floor anyway.
Yeah, up to, yeah, and, so and it'll hold it in here real well.
Yeah, typically, if anything, you have overheating problems on the second floor.
Well, see, that's what we wanted to do is have some kind of a system that we know we can shut off certain areas. Like
one of the things we could do, I don't think they have any dampers here, do they? Oh, they do.
Yeah.
So you can close off... Yeah, you can close off individual.
And then it'll force the air, down into...
Downstairs. Now, the one thing you don't want to do, though, is close off too many of them.
Because then you put the strain on the...
Yeah, you've got to have a certain amount of air for the furnace to work properly. And if you reduce the airflow too much, then it won't have enough air going across the heat exchanger. It'll overheat the heat exchanger.
Okay.
So I would say you don't want to close more than... more than about 25% of them. Or you can close them, you know, if you close them 100%, if you close them all the way, you probably don't want to shut more than 25% of them all the way. Which would, I'm not sure, maybe all upstairs. You might want to leave them cracked open just a little bit, though, just to make sure you get enough air.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we'd be looking at adding two registers for that parlor room.
Adding two to the
and then what about
room.
That one? Do you want to hold off on that?
Well, maybe we should just...
Or would you want to do at least one of them?
I think we should do something, yeah. Only because...
Because if that remodel's a year away...
I think this thing is going to be a cold little...
Oh, I can definitely see that.
I can tell you that because the windows...
So you only, the only heat you have in this room is that one register over there.
The windows in this thing are just about ready to fall out. I mean, they're not... Look at this. So I know there's going to be a lot of
infiltration.
Yeah, until we get this corrected.
So hopefully you'll go with double pane glass on your remodel. That'll help cut down a lot on your heat loss.
So, I mean, in some ways, having windows isn't a bad idea because you get a lot of natural heat from the sun.
That's right. Okay, this, like you're getting, this is like east facing, right?
Yeah.
So you get some morning sun.
You get the morning and the winter, it's going to come right across like that. So
that's going to be good.
So that'll be good. So maybe one register in here for the moment until we kind of feel it out would be...
Sure. I mean, this one, it looks like if we put a register over here, you wouldn't have to change it anyway.
Yeah. No, that...
With your remodel, that might work into it.
Yeah.
And like I said, even if you do have to move it, it's not a big deal. I mean, somebody just moves it, you know, a carpenter can do it even. You don't even need to have us come out and do it, really. You might have to buy a piece of flexible duct and stick it on there, but it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Well, let me check downstairs again. I got to take some measurements on that room.
Okay. Well, now you get picked up the logistics and everything. Oh, wait. My wife said she would like to have a register put in this room. I think it's kind of weird, but what do you think? Why would
what is this
room? Well, eventually this is going to be, we're going to open this up. We're going to take out some of these shelves and get some light to come through here.
Is sort of like a pantry?
Kind of pantry area, but it's going to be an extension of the kitchen, kind of. So, I don't know if...
I'd probably put one like right there. About right there. Are you going to be putting anything there? Probably something's going to go there, right? A table or something.
I don't know.
That's about the only spot you can put it. Well, I mean, we could put a floor register right along here. I don't know if you'd want that. But that's probably where I put it. In fact, the one that I was going to put in there,
I'd probably have trouble getting to this spot, though, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, because it starts getting real tight up there in this end. Yeah. Well, let's...
Maybe on this end?
Yeah, it would have to be... Anywhere, it'd have to be done.
That's not a bad spot.
Okay.
It's going to help out, because I see this whole area, you just get that one grill. It's a pretty good sized area right here.
Okay.
What about the
kitchen? Let's consider that.
Kitchen's got one?
Kitchen's got one right here.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not too worried about the kitchen. I don't like hot kitchens anyway. Because we get a stove going and... This wall is eventually going to come out. And so...
Utility room.
Utility room, but it's going to eventually be part of the kitchen. And we're moving the utility room. So... And this... This is a joke. Look at this.
Well, some of these...
Maybe this doesn't make any sense.
Well, some of these things you may want to wait until you do the remodel.
I'm beginning to wonder.
Because what you can do is tap right off the plenum, because the furnace is somewhere in that general area.
It's right there, yeah.
And you can just tap right off the plenum of the duct and bring it to this room.
Okay, well that's what we want. That's what we want to know.
That can be done at a later time.
All right. But maybe for the sake of your quotation, you should say this is what it's going to cost you to put in a duct here. All these ducts at this time. Now,
okay.
I don't know if we can price them out individually or not.
Sure, I call this what, utility room?
Yeah, just call it.
Figure a duct somewhere on this wall, you think?
Yeah, let's just assume it'd be on this wall.
Okay. Utility room, kitchen. That back one, we'll call that pantry.
Yeah, pantry. And then you got the dining room glass.
Dining room.
Glass, dining room.
The parlor.
One on each end there.
Yeah, because we can do them now or we can do them later. But it's not any more difficult to do them at a later time. So it's not like you have to do it now.
Okay.
So the registers that we're connecting to that are existing, how many of those do we get? We get the one in the kitchen. We've got one in the it's not connected up right now, so.
Well, that's right.
So it would just be a matter of, actually, it should be capped off probably, though. This is study. One right there. And the bathroom's got one. Okay, let me take a look downstairs again.
Okay.
At that furnace.